We're reliving that moment. I'm not angry at what you did. I'm angry at what the neighbors did. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
And I think maybe you have cognitive dissonance that you can't use logic to say, okay, if the door wasn't locked and I was going to learn, she would have stood in the door forever. She couldn't physically possibly overpower me. Actually, this wasn't false imprisonment. I feel like there's something in your brain that prevents you from actually seeing it outside your emotional state.
I was too psychotic to stay in that fucking situation. If you'd been a man, Catherine, I would have knocked you the fuck out. I would have punched you square in your nose, dropped you on the floor, and just fucking left. Like, I wouldn't have just moved you to the side. If you'd been a man, that whole situation would have gone completely differently. That is how fucked it was.
I know, but you moved me to the side and I'm still on the ground. Like, as I said, you don't really know how strong you are when you're angry. That's another thing you don't know.
Try to move a pond full of water by yourself and put your
and
back out.
And pull my back out, correct, yes.
Possibly make me stay in the house, which was a silly decision and went really...
But I wasn't trying to physically restrain you. I was crying and trying to hug you and, you know, talk sense into you. That's the point. My objective was never to physically block you. That's what you saw.
What sense were you trying to talk into me?
Pardon?
You just...
I said, I kept saying, I remember saying, Fabian, I'm not a narcissist. I'm not a narcissist. I said it over and over.
We've broken up. What's that matter?
Well,
if I'm moving out anyway, what's that worth holding me in the house for? If I think you're a narcissist.
Well, because you called me, you said, okay, I think, because you had assaulted Ahmed the day before, and then you said I should throw the food away that I cooked for you with my fuck back the previous day when you were giving me shit all day, calling me nonstop on the phone, leaving work early, you know, you gave me lots of shit, and then, like, because of all those events, then saying I'm the narcissist really threw me. It really threw me, Fab. Like, how on earth am I the narcissist when he's displaying these narcissistic behaviors?
Because of the multiple points that we discussed when we got back together that you agreed with, that you display narcissistic traits through your autism. You're not a narcissist, yeah? You display traits of narcissism, just like I do.
Such as getting really angry when food gets wasted, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ahmed
was because you were scared that I got angry if the food gets wasted. Yes, okay, I understand. And the other thing I did, which is more toxic than narcissistic, is whenever I said I want to break up and then you would come and travel to Portugal and do whatever, and then we'd make up again, and I say, well, I'm glad we're still together because I love you so much. And I couldn't break up with you when you were mad at me and calling me names, because every time when you do that, I want to be close to you. And when we hug, I feel happy because you calm down and then I calm down and then I'm really happy. So I cannot break up with you. So that's also narcissistic, because I am breaking up with you and then I'm following through with it. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I got it. So this is the two things I did to be a narcissist. This is the, yeah?
There's more things than that. It's like you've done triangulating before. I know I'm probably guilty of it through my borderline. That's a narcissistic trait, isn't it? Triangulation.
What did I triangulate? I looked up triangulation recently.
Right, that time that when I was in the garage, me and you were arguing upstairs, I went downstairs to roll, and then you came down in front of Musty,